Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind.
T-Mobile USA has been in the news lately for its rate shaping videos as part of its binge on program, rate shaping the use of video streams down to around 1.5 megabits per second. Now, we can argue about the politics of that, but I think I'm going to offer a different point of view. So, I'm currently in Australia where pretty much all connections suck, right? There's no, unless you happen to live in a certain place there, you know, you're not going to get anything above ADSL speeds or, you know, 7 megabits. If that, and most of the time you're, you know, like hotels and Starbucks are severely rate shaped down to the point where they're barely connectivity. They're barely broadband. So, in fact, right now I was trying to watch a YouTube video on the hotel Wi-Fi and it sucked. I mean, it stuttered, it stopped, it didn't, the audio video didn't play properly. It was bad, right? And so, you know, when you think about, yeah, again, you know, we can talk about the politics of YouTube rate shaping things, or T-Mobile rate shaping things, but you can't argue the fact that YouTube sucks at low bandwidth or inconsistent bandwidth. And this is not just a problem with YouTube. It's a problem with a lot of other apps, right? So it's the application's responsibility to realize that a particular broadband quality is just not there and offer a product that provides a reasonable experience given the limitations of the bandwidth that exists and provide a good experience. And the fact is YouTube does not do that. And so again, you can argue that why T-Mobile's rate shaping, but the reality is that lots of places rate shape, and they may not do it just for video or whatever, but the fact is they do it, and so these so YouTube and Google or Alphabet or whoever the hell they are now, they need to provide a service that works with the bandwidth that's available to within reason. So, I mean, I can browse web pages. Even if the video is a little bit pixelated or whatever, it should play smoothly or it should buffer appropriately or whatever it is it's got to do to provide a reasonable experience. And, you know, Google's not doing that. And so to yell at T-Mobile for rate shaping is, you know, yeah, that there's a potential issue there, although I'm less inclined to believe it's that big of an issue. But the real issue is that applications need to be smarter about what bandwidth is available and downgrade accordingly, because not every place has bandwidth, a huge amount of bandwidth available. You know, you've got countries like Australia, you've got there's parts of the U.S. that are also, you know, in that have low bandwidth. I mean, the companies can do so much more to provide a better experience, and, you know, complaining to that the operators are somehow are rate shaping stuff really sidesteps the problem. The applications just need to be better about it, and there's no way around that. Or here's an idea, right? Rather than stream the video, why don't you let me download it, and then I don't care so much if the video is if the bandwidth is consistent. If I can, you know, download it and watch it locally, that would be great. Netflix would be so much better if you didn't have to stream everything. And in fact, you know, that enables all kinds of other use cases, like, for example, watching it on a plane where you have no bandwidth. I mean, there's all kinds of things that the applications could be doing that they're not. And somehow this is T-Mobile's fault. I mean, come on, guys. Yeah, I get the politics side of T-Mobile's rate shaping and not being very clear about it, and it should be opt-in versus opt-out. I get that. But look at the other side of it, guys. Don't just assume that, you know, don't just complain to T-Mobile. Complain to Google for providing a really crappy product at low bandwidth. I mean, and again, I have yet, I'm experiencing it here, and I don't really have another choice, right? So that it means I either watch the YouTube video or I don't. And, you know, YouTube's losing out on that. So and that's not T-Mobile's fault. That's not really anybody's fault. That's just the way it is. And there's entire countries that are probably not able to use YouTube for that very reason, that there's just not sufficient bandwidth. And yeah, that may be true that there's just not enough infrastructure, but that's, for larger markets, they certainly could do a whole lot more to provide a better experience or at least a usable experience on lower bandwidth connections.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.